Here's something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and today is May the 4th, and unfortunately, I'm not going to say unfortunately people are watching, but I guess I'll go ahead and admit it. I've never seen a Star Wars movie. I admitted it on Monday when Chris Vaglio was on the show. So go ahead, throw all your hate messages right there near the chat closest to you. And there you go. That's it. We can get that over with. Okay. We just pulled off the scab or whatever you call it. Scab is maybe a weird word, but anyway, welcome to Creating Daily. Got a great show lined up for you, and I hope that you'll get involved either, in the chat over here on Clubhouse. I got this nice little, if you're watching the video, got this nice little Clubhouse window all prepared for you. Kind of doing this whole old school way. So I see Dominic and Alejandra, Sid, Brent, James, Drew, Anthony, all those people. Just know if you come up on the stage during Clubhouse that you are being recorded and broadcasted to everywhere. So come check that out. Or you can join me on Guild. You can go to ritualmotion.com or click the link if you're in Clubhouse. If you want to see the video aspect of this and join on their platform, you can head over to bullhorn.fm, get their app. You can call in. You can chat over there as well. And I have all these little chats set up so we can be able to see them. Well, that one's not working too great, but anyway, I'll fix that as we get into it. But yeah, be a part of the show, because today's show we're going to be talking about segments and formats of podcasts and live shows, and really just kind of have fun creator roundtable. So if you want to come on the stage on Clubhouse, feel free to do that. And if there's any of my friends there, followed by speakers, that would like to moderate, feel free to let me know, and I'll green bean you, and maybe you can help me bring some people up on the stage as well. But before we get into it, as always, we got a couple of segments lined up for you, so let's go ahead and jump in there.
What? It's tool time with Creating Daily.
All right, so this first tool is actually about live streaming, and it makes my life easier to create all these different segments with, and that is Ecamm Live. Now, this is much different than StreamYard or Bullhorn or Restream or Guild. This is actually a software on your computer, so it's a desktop software that allows you to create all these different scenes and really customize everything. So I get a lot of questions, primarily like, Billy, how in the world do you make everything so complicated, or why, or whatever? It's with Ecamm, okay? It's not magic. It's a little bit of a learning curve. I think it's easier than OBS, and if you're a Mac user, I really like it because they're 100% focused on Mac users and what that looks like for us. So yeah, I kind of like it. I like that exclusivity that they actually have with it. But keep in mind, all these different tools, Guild, Bullhorn, Restream, StreamYard, they all have different things that they do in different use cases. And I actually use quite a bit of them for different projects. But there you go. There is my tool for today. Now let's jump over and highlight a creator.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight is once again brought to you by Owl App. That is OWWLOWWLL. And you can use the code BT614503 for early access and a $10 sign-up bonus. So if you're a pro, if you're an expert, and you want to get paid, if you want to charge those brain pickers that come around every now and again and go, hey, you know what, you got 5 minutes, I can pick your brain, and then you spend 45 minutes on the phone, then they go, they make a gob of money, and they call you back and be like, hey, bro, I made a ton of money with the info you gave me, and then you're like, that's great, I didn't make any money, so this way you can't make money. Or if you're on the other side of it, and you're getting ready to do a creative project or a live stream or a business deal, or you need an accountant, you need information, jump on this app, call somebody who cares, and they will they'll give you the information you need. So go download that, and once again, use that code. And all these links, by the way, are on my website, creatingdaily.live/live/watch. That's what it is. Anyway, go to creatingdaily.live and just tap on the watch live, and I got all these important links there, plus some other fun stuff. All right, so now let's jump into, the creator highlight. What am I talking about? I missed it. I got to play the thing again.
Creator highlights.
Because I didn't highlight the creator.
Necessary, no assembly required.
Jeez. All right, here we go.
Funky.
The Stream Show is who I wanted to highlight. If you guys are watching, maybe you probably already saw it on the screen, but The Stream Show with Brant and Strict, they come on live every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Super good show. They have over 40 years experience in media production, and so it is a streaming production review show hosted by DJ Strict and Brent Collins. Really a great show. So I wanted to highlight those guys. All right, now, I'm so excited. I keep skipping segments because I want to bring on some people up to the stage on Clubhouse, if you will. Or if you want to jump into Guild, let me know. Shoot me a little message there in the chat and say, hey, I want to come in and be a part of the show, because we're going to talk about segments. We're going to talk about formats of shows. And I mean, segments and format might be the same thing. I'm not 100% sure. In my mind, it's a little different. I'm totally up for learning some stuff. But let's set it up first. So if I'm thinking of a format of a show, here we go. My friend Sid Meadows, finally. This cannot be a creator roundtable if no one's on the table but me. So what's up, Sid? How's it going, man?
What's up, Billy? I'm doing great, man. How are you?
You feeling all right? I know you're under the weather. Be good now?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. I'm not 100% yet, but getting better each and every day, and that's all that matters right now.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Well, I got you here. I got you on the screen. I got you pulled up. See all of our friends in the audience. So, Sid, it's now a line table. We're not quite round yet, so it's just a line between you and I. But you do a podcast. Are you segmenting that podcast? Do you have any kind of format, or are you just kind of getting on there willy-nilly and figuring it out as you go?
So I think it's a great question, and I think there is a difference between a format and a segment. In one of my shows, the format is conversational, and there are no segments. And we literally start off with a basic idea of what the conversation is going to be like, and then we have a conversation. That's, to me, a format, right? Now, a segment in my second show, The Amazing Entrepreneurs Club, we have segments in that show where the format's conversational, but the first segment is an introduction of the entrepreneur. The second segment is them providing tips to help other entrepreneurs. And then the third segment is them, I think there's actually four segments. The third segment is them sharing their insights that would help other entrepreneurs. And then the fourth one is having a little bit of fun and answering some questions. So that one's segmented, but still the format is conversational.
Okay, cool. So I'm glad that we agree on that, because that's how I was thinking about it in my mind as well, is format is kind of like the 30,000 foot view. You know, what is this show? Is it solo? Is it monologue? Is it co-hosted? Is it roundtable? Is it storytelling? You know, all these types of, is it interview style? And then segments were kind of like a level deeper in my mind. So it kind of sounds like that's what you're saying as well, like from your thought processes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a friend that has a podcast that she segments hers, but she calls them chapters. And she calls it out in the episode. She goes, you know, she sets up the episode and then she says, okay, in chapter one, we're going to talk about this. In chapter two, we're going to talk about this. And then chapter three, we're going to talk about this. Now, she spends months preparing for these. These are very well edited, and they're bringing in different voices from different Zoom meetings and things of that nature. So they're curated, and it tells a story and it's hitting on a point. But I like the terminology chapters.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's how I like that too. And I think, you know, when you're doing like YouTube or Vimeo, they actually have a way for you to set up chapters, so you can actually frame it out with the time code or whatever, and do that. So. Sorry, I was a little bit distracted here. Let's see. Michael Sterling was telling me there's some audio issues, so I will deal with those. Actually, while I introduce my friend Brent from One Sheet. And by the way, if you don't have a One Sheet, you need to check it out. Go to onesheet.pro/Billy Thorpe. That is the number one sheet spelled out .pro/Billy Thorpe. And no matter what Sid says, do not go to his. Go to mine only, because it is a competition. I don't care what they say. But anyway, what's up, Brent? Good to see you, man.
Hey, Billy, I just wanted to jump in. I actually might can contribute to this roundtable. It's dated, so you guys slap my wrist if I do say anything that's, you know, shows my early podcasting days. We used to experiment a lot, and I love what you guys were talking about as far as like a format versus the segments. I guess maybe I might have thought of the format sort of including the outline a little bit, but spot on. And yeah, I love it. I love the conversation. Hopefully we can learn some new tips and tricks for creating a show. I'd love to get back in the saddle one day. That'd be cool.
Man, come on over, dude. It'll come back on over to the dark side, to the podcast. I shouldn't say the dark side. Maybe that's another Star Wars thing. Anyway, so James Hicks is jumping in over here on the other on YouTube. So what's up, James? I'm gonna be on James's show on Thursday. But anyway, go ahead, Brent.
I just gotta say, like my old show, we stumbled into. We'll get.
or neither?
I'm sorry, reframe the question. Re-ask the question, Billy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was good because I was leading with a thought there, but I'm like, you know what? Let me ask the question, then I'll share what Glenn the Geek does. So are you changing up your show format or show segments at all, or are you keeping it the same for like multiple episodes? Are you experimenting with that at all?
So the Amazing Entrepreneurs Club has two different formats. Okay. So you get the first format that is me interviewing somebody, and the segments in that don't change. And those episodes run the first and the third week. The second and the fourth weeks is a completely different format, which is actually a 10 to win format is what I call it, which is a 10-minute solo episode sharing tips and insights that help other entrepreneurs. Sometimes they're brought to by me. Most of them are by me. And then sometimes they're brought by other people or other podcasters sharing their insights. So that show has two different formats, and I am not changing them at this time.
Okay, gotcha. That's pretty awesome. Brent, how about you guys when you're doing Digital Dads? I feel like this is oh, here we go. Angelique's going to come up. This is going to be fun. What's that?
Retro. Just retro, old school.
Yeah, you're old school. Let's go back in your old school brain. Did you guys switch up segments? Did you replace segments, all that kind of stuff, or did you keep it the same the whole time you had it?
Well, like I said, we were terrible when we started, so we tinkered a lot, which was great in some cases. Like, for example, we just decided, hey, we should bring the audience on the show. I don't care who you are. You're a dad listening to the show. Get in our Facebook group and come on the show. And that worked out amazingly in some cases. Some of them were like polished podcasters. For example, Tom Tate, I met him through Digital Dads, which is crazy because I guess he's in the podcasting world. But so he was great because he knew his way around the mic. But then I had people that it was like pulling teeth, and we just threw like five guys plus two hosts in together. That format didn't work as good as you might have.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
It was fun though, man, because we got to – it's like this, right? We got to actually engage – with the people that were listening rather than it just being like talking to each other the whole time. But yeah, we experimented a lot. We did a lot of different things. We did a Radio Lab style episode about the talk, which was really ambitious. Yeah, we tinkered. The audience, I think, was along for the ride. They gave us a lot of feedback. Thank goodness we had that Facebook group, and they kind of told us what they liked and what they didn't. But we did try to find a path to where the beginning sounded roughly the same. The bookends part of it sounded the same. My daughter did this boom chicka boom thing at the so it felt like the same episode, but we definitely played with it for sure.
Okay, yeah, man, I like that. So, and I think that's a good idea to play with it, see what works, see what your audience resonates with, try different stuff. And I guess it depends on the style of show. I guess it depends on, you know, like what your topic, your niche, maybe your niche is like super serious and it's, you know, you probably can't play a zinger while talking about hacking somebody up in a murder crime podcast. But, I do think that's pretty cool to try it. And that's what I'm really, you know, I was really curious about this room, a little selfishly started this room on Clubhouse or this live show, I guess, this creator roundtable. Because I am curious to see like, what do people resonate with the most? What do they enjoy listening to? What kind of segments do they like? And Glenn the Geek over at the Horse Radio Network, I was listening to a podcast where he was on it, and he was basically saying that he will try something, he'll do something like 1 week or maybe 2 weeks in a row, and then oftentimes, like, if it's not a good segment, you know, one, either they recognize it's not a good segment, or two, like, they just forget about it. They're like, oh, yeah, we just forgot about that segment where we did whatever. They just wouldn't bring it back because if they forgot about it as the host, then probably the audience didn't remember either. So I think that's cool, man. I think it's leans for a lot of creativity to change it up and all that kind of stuff. So Sid, real quick, while we're in Clubhouse, man, I know you're not feeling well. So if anybody else wants to help me out, bring some people up, but I'm going to bring Dominic up here as well. I want to pass the mic over to my friend Angelique. She is the rock star slayer of like stingers and segments and all that kind of stuff. So Angelique, how are you? It's been a minute since we've chatted. And I don't hear you. So I'm trying to, I don't hear you. So if you're talking, maybe jump out of the room and jump back in and see if that'll work. Is anybody else hear her when she came off mic?
I did not hear her. No.
All right, Angelique. So maybe Michael can help you troubleshoot there in the back chat. I'll pass the mic over to Dominique real quick. What's up, Dominique? How's it going, man?
I'm living a dream, brother. I can't complain. I just wanted to say I really love this topic because it really reminds me of my personal journey as a podcaster. When I first started with my very first show back in 2016, it was just monologue. And that was because I couldn't get guests on my show. And then, you know, switch from monologue to like the interview style, conversation style, if you will. Last year I started experimenting with the nonfiction storytelling format. And if you're not familiar with that format, it's kind of like NPR, This American Life type of format, where it's like interviews mixed in with like your voiceover and stuff like that. And those type of podcasts take a very long time to create and edit and stuff like that. But the crazy thing is, as much work as it is with editing, I've never loved podcasting more than I do right now. It's a lot of hard work. It's extremely tedious, but I don't even want to create other type of podcasts except them, because, you know, you get the voiceover, you get the interview, you get the sound effects, you get the music. And it's like this big production, and it's been really cool to do. So those are the only type of podcasts I create now. And it takes me about 3 weeks to do one episode, from research to editing and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, wow. About 3 weeks to do one episode because it's just me, right? You know, these type of podcasts, you usually have like a team of like 5 to 10 people, right? You know, you listen to like the History Channel's podcast, and they're saying – thank you to this story editor, this writer, and this, that, and the other. It's all just me. And so it takes me about 3 weeks for each episode, but I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. It's making me love podcasting even more. I'm done speaking.
That's awesome, man. So you're saying, out of all the show types you've done, which we can talk about those here in a minute, you know, pros and cons of each, I think that would be an interesting perspective. But the storytelling format is like your favorite that you've done of all these styles, all these formats?
Absolutely, because it allows me to be extremely creative, right? Like from like telling a story to scoring and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
Man, that's cool. That's awesome. That's kind of why I love the live stream aspect too. Like I get to, you know, it's like getting on social audio is fun. Sitting in front of one camera is kind of fun. But when I really get to put the whole show together and make, you know, like right now, like if you guys click on the link on the Clubhouse room that's linked up above, you'll go over to Guild and you'll see over on Guild what I've put together, and you'll see your own little faces and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. So Brent, go ahead, man. I saw you come off mic there.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in and give you props, Dominic, because we tried that ambitiously for one episode, one single episode. Loved it, agree with everything you said, only the effort was weeks for us. It was me and a co-host. So, man, kudos to you, because putting that kind of content out is just fantastic for the listener. So love that you're doing that.
Yeah, oh yeah, awesome. It's awesome. Definitely a labor of love. It's definitely a labor of love, but I appreciate that. Thank you, Brent.
Awesome. Well, and real quick, Angelique, I saw her, she came back in. She sent a little back chat there talking about Club Deck. So if you want to give it a go again, Angelique, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And yeah, we'll keep round tabling it. I think we finally got a round table. So I really appreciate all of you awesome creators jumping on here. So Michael, what's up, my man? It's been a minute.
Hello, Billy. What's up? I'm doing all right. Yeah, this is a great conversation. I've been in broadcasting since I started in college in 1998. So I have a lot of experience with like setting up different segmenting of programs and pre-production planning and so on. So I find this really interesting. And I would just, my first thought is, you know, whatever you're going to do, try to make things as easy on yourself pre-production wise so that you've got the framework, you've got the timing you want, you know, however you want things to flow so that you're more set up for success when you actually do produce the content. But that's all I have to say for right now. But this is a great room. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for jumping in. And thanks for sharing that too. But, and I think, you know, for me anyway, like, especially doing a show every single day like I am, it really brings, like, it really, like, gives me confidence, I guess, because I know what I'm planning for. I know, you know, kind of the flow I want to go for. I know, you know, the segments I need information for, content for, that kind of thing. And so it's a lot of fun to, you know, put that together, kind of have that run a show in place and then, you know, once again, kind of break that up a little bit. So yeah, this has been, and you know, I'm kind of coming from one perspective, but we do that in our fishing podcast too. Like we have you know, opening, there's a little bit of banter, but then we have a segment spot on there, or a sponsor spot on there, a sponsor segment. And then we have the main content, main interview. And then we also have like a Billy's Best Takeaway, because I'm kind of the non-fisherman of the podcast, or, you know, that's kind of the character I play. And so it's like, okay, Billy, were you paying attention? All right, what was your best takeaway? And man, for our audience, it's been a lot of fun for them to be a part of that as well. So super cool. And then now I want to pass the mic. We'll keep going. We're still around table. This is great. So I'll pass the mic over to Angelique really quickly. She had a little audio trouble, so I want to make sure we hear her thoughts on the subject. So let's go ahead and try again, Angelique.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. This is awesome.
Great. Well, I wanted to come up here to defend Stingers to Sid, but he's gone. Hope he feels better.
Yeah, Sid is feeling under the weather, so he sent me a message like, hey, I'm going to take a nap. So yeah, there he goes.
We could have a nap Stinger for him next time.
But you know what? This is replays, and I could probably just send him the audio file afterward to hear your thoughts, so please share them to Sid.
This is specifically just for you, Sid. I think that Stingers do one of two things really well. I think it definitely is a pattern interrupt, and it changes up the energy, but it also sets the tone. But I do think that the concept of bringing in and having the, I think, shaping the experience with audio is really important. So that's what I use them for. It's more of like a, this is going to be fun versus me just hoping that it's fun, right? I'm already kind of setting the tone, like the Boots and Cats, for instance. People really seem to like that one in particular. And I think it was just kind of my own ability. It was like an outlet for me to just be able to do something creative in a different way than just speaking. There it is. I got it out.
Love that. Yeah, that's good to set yourself. Well, and I'm trying to collect my thoughts here, but I think that is part of it, is sometimes as podcasters, sometimes as live streamers, I know as a live streamer, like sometimes I would just get on Facebook Live or wherever and be like, okay, cool. I hope people show up. I hope it's fun. I don't have a plan. I don't have a format. There's no expectation. And it just wasn't. It was never fun. It was never well put together. I had no idea what I was ever talking about. No one ever watched. And then when I finally started to, you know, understand, and I don't know why I didn't understand this earlier as a solo creator, because as a creator on a team, you know, I worked in the TV space for a while. And so it was all, you know, very heavy, segmented and planned out and very detailed and, you know, all those kinds of things. So yeah, that's, plan to be successful, plan for it to be fun is good thought there. What's up, Michael? I see you.
Yeah. And I would say, Billy, plan the energy that you want for your program. Like, you know, if you want it to be a high energy program, then get people with high energy stingers and with high energy music and things like that. If it's something where it's a little bit more intimate, you're going to get into the microphone, then think about how the energy of that program could flow depending on what content you're trying to get in there. And so, yeah, Angelique, your stingers are great because they fit you and your energy and what you're trying to do for your program. And so they're wonderful. So, yeah, I'm not going to ever dump on stingers. Just make sure they fit the energy you're trying to do for your program.
Yeah, that's good, Michael. And I do think that
super good tip.
I do think that's important, though. It does match my energy because they're made by me, right? So I didn't just go pick some and then put them, like, slap them into my show. And I know that not everybody could probably feel that they could make them, but I think they could actually. I just made mine in GarageBand, and some of them are, you know, 10 seconds, 3 seconds. They're not long. They're not super complicated. It's just me being creative. And also because I know how to segue into the next thing, right? I have this kind of, not only is it a pattern interrupt, but it also kind of like closes off one thing and starts another thing. No different than people will watch 10 1-minute videos before they'll watch one 10-minute video, right? And essentially you're just chopping up your podcast, your radio show, whatever it is that you're doing into shorter segments that way.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great tip. And producer Jimmy, don't want to leave you out. I know you're hanging out. I know you've been dealing with a little bit of headache stuff, so I want to give you an opportunity to come off mic. And I know you have plenty of thoughts about this because you have a podcast network. So,
thanks. Yeah, I just I'm fresh off of my nap, so I'm feeling a little bit better. I appreciate it. Yeah. First of all, I agree with everything that Angelique has laid down. I think it's I love me some singers, right? But also, I agree with what Michael said because I do definitely have to match the tone. I've heard some radio shows and podcasts where the stinger takes me completely out of where I was. Now, sometimes that's the point of the stinger, is to take you out of where you are so you can start into where they need you to go. But there are times when nothing has changed. It just seems like there's a random stinger and then the conversation continues. I'm like, well, what was that for? Now, that was my early times. Now, I've learned since then that a lot of times that's for dynamic ad insertion. But for me, and I don't deal with dynamic ad insertion, so I don't have any of that, but it always seems jarring. I love me some stingers though, because they really can be used to set that the soundscape of your program. And I'll use two examples. One is Florida Man News. Now, Florida Man News, we were talking about the show. And we decided, you know, obviously the content pretty much writes itself, right? Like, we don't have to go make up stories. They're
so
great,
good.
Normal stories. Yeah. And so what we decided was he was going to deadpan his delivery and make the jokes just be funny and land kind of Anchorman style. And so, and then we're like, okay, well, let's make it a full on like a news program. So we decided to have stingers that were very obnoxiously newsy, and it fits in so well. And it does what I just, to Angelique's point, it does break it up. It actually, when you were saying that, Angelique, I thought about last night. I was watching my son and I were watching Men in Black, and when we started, I knew we only had about an hour left before his bedtime, right? So, but because of commercial breaks that were in the show, in the recording, he was able to get out one more segment for mommy. But the reason it made me think about that is because when people are listening to a segmented show, you're right, Angelique, they're much more likely to listen to 10 1-minute programs than one 10-minute program. But if on the counter, obviously the show is how long it is. But if they're a listener, they know that it's a show I can pick up 5 minutes of it, come back, I can do another 5 minutes of it if I need to, and it encourages people to keep tapping into it. So I love me some stingers when they're used well. And the other example I'll use is one of the first shows that I really played with this kind of thing, and that was Finding Florida. So Finding Florida, before each travel adventure episode, which that was a show, for anybody who's not familiar, that was a show where we took that show on the road, went someplace different every month in Florida and did some crazy stuff. So, but we had a preview episode leading up to that where we would, the first half, we would give some info, some fun stuff about the place we were going to. But then the back half is where I really played. And what I did was we were like five or six general Florida segments that we rotated in just for comedic purposes. And one of them, as an example, would be Florida foods and feel goods. And it was about like a drink recipe or some cool thing that, you know, key lime pies or whatever. Sometimes it was a Florida man type story, or one was called Florida Man or Not. And I had to have Glenn guess if the story was for Florida or not. But each of these segments had its own distinct stinger. And we pulled, what we did was we pulled a music bed from audio blocks or story blocks and then added in some additional sound effects to make it more unique. But reason I love that is because as a listener, I'm always thinking about things from a listener's perspective. I encourage everybody to do the same. As a listener, when you hear that, the Homer Simpson dope and the music that goes under it, you know it's a Florida Man segment. When you hear this guy go, tastes good, and you hear the clinking of ice glasses, you know you're about to hear a Florida foods and feel good segment. So you know what's coming up. And there's something to be said about setting that tone and bringing people on that journey and getting them excited, knowing they're like, oh, I know what's coming next. I know what's coming next. And that feeling almost can't be bought. And I love being able to manufacture that feeling through a good stinger. I'm complete.
Absolutely. 100%. Well said.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the thing that I think that, and if we pay attention to ourselves as consumers, and this is what I do when I'm consuming whatever, YouTube channels or TV, Shark Tank or Mr. Beast, it doesn't matter. There is that expectation. There is that familiarity or whatever, however you say it. Like, I'm familiar with your show. I know what's going to happen. And that's probably 80% of most shows that I watch. And then there's that, or maybe even 90%. And then there's that, like, 10% like shock factor, like, oh, I didn't see that coming, or you know, or whatever. And I think sometimes I see content creators really try to go for that shock factor all the time, or, you know, like super hype or whatever, and bring that, you know, that super crazy energy to the whole entire production. And then it's just like tiring. And that's what I kind of like, you know, about, you know, you're watching Shark Tank or whatever, maybe you see these highlights. I mean, you just know what's going to happen, and you can almost tell by the conversations that they're having and how they talk and how they communicate. You're like, oh, I know this person's not going to get a deal, or they're going to get a deal. But then when that person, where you're like, they just totally can this pitch, they're not getting anything. And then they get like this huge deal. You're like, holy cow, I didn't see that. And a lot of that probably is just them, you know, these, and I'm using Shark Tank as an example. Maybe it's horrible, but that might just be the delivery of the personality, but it really comes down to the editing of the show. It really comes down to the production of the show and producers pulling these bits and putting them together in a certain way to create this story. And I think that's the cool thing about segments and having, you know, first of all, having a show format, like knowing what you want to accomplish with the show, but then having segments so you can go and you can craft this entire story around what it is that you're creating. So love that idea.
Really? Guess what I just got asked to do, and I had a call about it yesterday. I just got a call to moderate a panel at PodFest called Sweet. Black Women in Sound Design. And it's going to be all about this kind of stuff. How do you create sound spaces and experiences? And it's for Black women.
Well, unfortunately, I'm unable to attend because I'm busy moving that week.
Yeah,
but maybe
I know.
Next
I've
time, producer Jimmy.
Excuses, Billy. I'm just kidding.
I know that was a soft lead in to an invite to be a part of your panel. But
yeah,
no,
totally
I'm just kidding.
Is.
Well, that sounds
you fit right in.
Yeah, I'm totally qualified on all stances. All right, so I want to pass the mic over to Steven. He's been on the stage for a minute here on Clubhouse. So, Steven, feel free to unmute and share some thoughts about the conversation.
Okay, there it is.
There you go.
My screen was locked for some reason. But, yeah, Billy, thanks for having me on. And Gemma, always good to see you. It's a pleasure to hear your voice and your laugh. Always makes me smile. Yeah, I have been in this podcast game for a minute. I'm a stand-up comedian and a filmmaker. I write and produce, and I also do outdoor film festivals with pop-up drive-in movie theaters. So when I first got into the podcast game was at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater in Universal City Walk. And I was kind of blown away with how they did it, because before I went into that theater, the podcast basically was done on an actual iPod, and that's what it was. And then John Lovitz decided to make a theater and do the podcast on a live stage in front of a live audience with celebrity comedians and guests. And there was like a stand-up component that came with it. And it was all these really cool things. And I'm like, that's something that I have to do. And John Lovitz was coined as the Pod Father, which is how I came up with my podcast name, The Pod Brother. And I've been the Pod Brother ever since. And I launched my own network called Pod Brother Nation. And I do that through a live stream broadcast platform called Boxcast. And I don't recommend this, but I'm kind of all over the place. I am very, very, very fragmented with what I'm doing. And since I've got Boxcast, I've been able to kind of hone these different segments into an actual channel within my channel, because they have a feature that allows me to do that. But because I'm a stand-up comic, I have a lot of comedians that like, oh, you know, I want to come on your show and let's chop it up with comedy. And then I have filmmakers that be like, oh, let's talk film. And then actors are like, let's talk acting. And then, you know, so I run in all these different circles, and I love them all. So when you kind of look at my podcast, it's kind of like I'm all over the place with so many different types of shows. Mm-hmm. I go to NAB, and I was able to get my hands on a 8-channel video switcher, which Roland makes. And then I also do sound for film. So I have a 6-channel sound device, a 664 sound device for capturing sound for movies. So, you know, I'm that sound guy with the boom, you know, hanging over the actor. So I have a lot of amazing gear. And with that gear, I'm able to have the...
Oh, Steven, I think you dropped into the Matrix,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I have ability to do different types of shows. So, so some of my shows will be, you know, like I'll have an 8-channel video switcher, and then some will be just like an audio interview. So,
yeah, I think we keep losing you there, man. Sorry,
I got people are calling me, so that's always
you're an important guy, man. You're an important guy. Perfect timing.
Never fails. No one calls until you're on stage, and then once you're on stage, everybody calls you.
That's right, man.
But yeah, you know, it's one of these things where I'm learning a lot.
Dude, whoever's trying to call you really wants to get a hold of you. So I'm gonna pause you right there, man. I'm gonna let you take your phone call if you need to. I love that you are using your podcast in a multifaceted, you know, production way and kind of switching it up. You know, I'm more of a niche style podcaster. I try to be anyway. But I definitely love that you're bringing all of your creative ecosystem into there. And Steven, I'll invite you, if you can still hear me, I'll invite you to be a part of Creating Daily, a live show, to kind of dive more into that at some point. So that'd be super fun to have you on.
Yeah, I would love to. That would be awesome. That would be really cool.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you jumping in. And I want to pass the mic over, and probably going to be my last, it depends on the conversation, but Nee, what's up, man? You've made it on Creating Daily. I know you've been waiting for this moment forever, so welcome.
if he's there. My signal is bad, too, because I got a red bar. I don't know if you guys can hear me good.
It's okay. Yeah, you can keep talking. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. No, I just came to hang out with you guys to figure out what the topic was about in terms of podcasting. And that was it, though. I didn't know it was your show.
Oh, yeah, dude, you're fine. Yeah, so we're live. We're live all over the place and on Creating Daily. So this is our weekly roundtable. So we're just kind of having a roundtable discussion about formats and segments for shows. And a lot of good stuff, man, a lot of good information. So hopefully if you're a podcaster or a live streamer, or you're working your way into being a podcaster or live streamer, you can take some really good, you know, content away from this this episode, because I think there's some really great ideas. And one thing that I've seen is there's not one shoe fits everyone. Not everyone's doing the same thing. You know, you heard probably 6, 7, 8 different people today talking about different, you know, concepts, different segments, different things that they've tried, different things that they've done. And so throw some mud on the wall and get it, you know, see what happens, see what you can do. So that is it for the roundtable. I really appreciate Dominic, Michael, Sid earlier, producer Jimmy, Angelique, Steven, Nee. Thank you guys so much for coming up on the stage, being a part of Creating Daily. So you can actually watch this on YouTube, or you can watch it on Guild or Bullhorn, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the places that you can watch it. And I have our phone screen up there, so you'll see all your little avatars hanging out up there, and feel free to share the show as well. And so really appreciate that. And we'll do this probably once a week, maybe. We may do it exclusively on one platform or the other, so it's not like I'm wrangling cats and comments and all this kind of stuff. But really appreciate all your thoughts, you know, toward this topic. And this is great, because I had a whole backup plan going if this didn't work out. So I really appreciate all you guys jumping up here for sure. And anybody else that raised your hand and couldn't come up, appreciate you being a part of the room and a part of the show. So that is it for the Creator Roundtable portion of the show. And I really appreciate everyone jumping in, everyone being a part of Creating Daily. We are a daily live show. We're going live 2 p.m. every Monday through Friday. I am taking a little time off at the end of May because I'm moving from Puerto Rico back to North Carolina. So the week of the 24th through the 1st of June. So I'll be back June 1st. However, I'll be back tomorrow to talk about how do you level up your audio without spending all the cash in your bank account. I know sometimes you'll get into some audio conversations and it'll be like, oh, how do we do, you know, this? Oh, you got to go buy a $600 Rodecaster. You got to go buy $400, you know, Shure SM7B. And it's just not really true. It's not true at all. And you can get some really great quality audio from different devices. So we're going to get shopping tomorrow. So join me. I'm going to be on Amazon. I'm going to be sharing some stuff and kind of going through some of the gear that I've used over the last few years and really show you how I've went, you know, from one piece of gear to the next, to the next, to the next, and maybe how you can do that as well, if that's a good strategy for you. So that is going to be tomorrow at 2 p.m. Right here on Creating Daily. And you can go check that out, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.